We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, for by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Amen. In just a few minutes, with just a few words, we will conclude Lent 2023. The 40 days that began with a reminder of our mortality, a cross of dust on our foreheads, and concludes today with the sign of the cross and with hands on our heads, announcing for the first time since Ash Wednesday the entire forgiveness of all your sins, and our new life begins. 40 days. 40 days during which the focus has been entirely on us. 40 days during which we've asked God every Sunday for the grace and power of the Holy Spirit to amend our life. 40 days during which we have found ourselves with Nicodemus and the Samaritan woman and the man born blind and the dead and raised Lazarus, the objects of God's reforming and renewing grace. 40 days during which we have been reminded of who, by our baptism into Christ, we are meant to be, and how we have fallen short of that baptized promise. In just a few moments, Lent 2023 will end, and the focus will move from us and what we have done and left undone to Christ and all Christ has done for us, leaving nothing undone. In just a few moments, our self-examining, our thinking, and our pondering will conclude. And with the beginning of the great 3 days, our remembering will begin. Remembering. Remembering in the context of Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and the Easter Vigil is not meant to be a head trip, a recollecting, or a recalling, but rather a soul journey. A soul journey to be with Jesus, to be among Jesus' disciples, as together with them, we participate fully in what Jesus calls my glory, the cross. To remember in the context of the three great days is to be in the spirit of our Jewish siblings and of the youngest child at Passover, who asks not why was this night different from every other night, but why is this night different from every other night? Remembering in this context means participating in being present in the upper room, the Garden of Gethsemane, Pontius Pilate's court. It means being present on Golgotha and at Joseph of Arimathea's new sealed and guarded tomb. And there again, when the tomb is empty, our remembering these days allows us to give a positive response to that old Negro spiritual, "Were you there? Were you there when they crucified my Lord?" Our answer, because we participate in all of this, is yes, I am there. I invite you to pay attention, careful attention, not only to the words we speak and hear these days, but also to the actions as well. Watch and take part as feet are being washed, as in the upper room. Taste and see the bread and wine in the meal that is always, mysteriously, and simultaneously, here and in the upper room and in the courts of heaven. As altar guild members strip the table, that ever-present symbol of Christ in our midst, find your place and your loved ones' places there with the soldiers humiliating Jesus. When the presence light, now in this nave again, is extinguished at the end of the service, experience the darkness as the light of the world is extinguished for the sake of the world. And as our youth bear the cross into our midst tomorrow, find your place among the crowd, watching Christ bear the cross for us. Lent 2023, all 40 days with its focus on us, is ended. Remembering, not just here, but here. Remembering with its focus on Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ for us now begins. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, for by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.